Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, a place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, Heroes of Our Faith, Overcoming and Conquering.
Psalms 37 says, Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright man, for the end of that man is peace. For a few moments with Hebrews 11, Psalms 37, I want to talk about a desire to be like Father Abraham. A desire to be like Father Abraham. The psalmist said, Mark the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Amen. Today we want to look at, what if I really do want to be like, not Mike, I want to be like Abraham. Because too many of our children are desiring to be like people that if they become like them, they will take them nowhere significant. And we got to now teach our children to grab hold of the right heroes. Making you know, whatever kind of money, that money, it just takes you so far. But if you can find the right hero, and I believe Father Abraham is one of them. So a few moments this morning, I want to talk about a desire to be like Father Abraham. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister this morning. God, give me articulation of speech. Let me speak as an oracle, God. Let me say what you said on my heart, Lord. Let me echo it in the same manner that you echoed it to me, Lord. And give somebody ears to hear. And as John the Revelator said, let them have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. Lord, we have heroes, God, that you've given us, Lord. Lord, we even have, oh God, as some would say, some sheroes, Lord, that you've given us to model ourselves after, Lord, that we could then arrive where they arrived. Abraham looked for a city whose building maker was God. Before this life is over, God, we're going to be looking for that city. So show us how to do it, Lord. Give us a pattern, Lord. Give us applicable principles, Lord. Today, Lord, speak to us, God, that we'll never be the same again. And as you do it, we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the praise. And all God's people said, amen and amen. A desire to be like Father Abraham. A desire to be like Father Abraham. In Genesis chapter number 12, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, it says, Now the Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curses thee. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And so Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed Haran. From the first time that we hear the name Abram, before he becomes Abraham, meaning the father of many nations, we witness one that is on a journey with the God of his salvation. If you're going to be like Abraham, one of the first things you got to now do is figure out that you're on a journey. Come on, do me a favor, take your neighbor's name, I'm on a journey. And I pray somewhere that you start enjoying the journey. All right, we're on a journey. From the first time that we hear Abram till he becomes Abraham, it is God talking to him, and the Lord appeared to him, and the Lord said unto him, and he goes on a journey with the God of his salvation. The Lord appears. He must exercise faith. He must dare to obey. And then and only then does he experience the showers of the latter and the former rain. Amen. I'm teaching right there and you missed it. If I'm going to be like Abraham, then I must be able to hear what it is that the Lord is saying. Do me a favor, ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, what has the Lord said in the last 48 hours to you? My children, my sheep knoweth my voice. Don't let the enemy convince you you cannot hear. Don't let the enemy convince you that it's not the Lord speaking to you. Do you know how you know it's best him speaking to you? By becoming familiar what the Bible has recorded in Genesis to Revelation. When you start reading Genesis to Revelation, when the Lord speaks, you easily know that's him. So Abram goes on a journey with the Lord speaking and the Lord appearing, and then he must exercise faith. Y'all, please hear me. When you start experiencing God talking, your faith gonna have to keep growing. I don't think some of us really want to hear God, because I think we done figured it out. If I hear him say that, how much faith am I going to have to exercise? How much faith am I going to exercise to stick with this job that I'm ready to quit? How much faith am I going to have to exercise, amen, to believe that the marriage can be better? How much faith am I going to have to exercise to go back to school? Over and over, when we look at Abram, the Lord speaks, and then he has to exercise faith. He has to exercise faith. And don't get this thing twisted. He didn't always get it right. Sometimes we look at our heroes like they've never made mistakes. All you got to do is keep reading a little bit, and you're going to find out that Abraham, every now and then, missed it. He had to exercise faith. He had to dare to obey. And when he exercised faith, when he dared to obey, then he experienced the showering of the rain that only heaven can give. Don't let anybody convince you out of being obedient, because obedience produces a rain that only heaven can give. Come on, somebody said me real loud, in this season, I have to obey because there is a rain that comes from heaven that is only a byproduct of obedience. Abraham hears, God appears. He must then exercise faith. He must then dare to obey. And then he experiences the rain that only heaven can give. Romans chapter number 4, it says, therefore, it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end of the promise might be sure to all thy seed, not only which is of law, but also that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth the things which are not as though they were. For against hope he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And not being weak in the faith, he considered his own body not dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet considered the deadness of Sarah's womb. This is what I'm trying to get to. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that he had promised he would always also be able to perform it. Abraham hears God, and he must dare to obey. He must exercise his faith, and then he would experience the rain of heaven. Over and over and over, Abraham would have to demonstrate that I'm courageous enough to follow a voice that most don't hear. I'm courageous enough to follow a voice that most don't hear. Abraham had to determine that I'm not going to stagger even when I don't understand. I'm not going to stagger even when I don't understand. I'm going to keep walking until I come to a place of full obedience. Because he understood the just must live by their faith. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be of grace. What that scripture saying in Romans is, in order for us to receive everything that God has for us, we're going to have to walk by faith. And you can get ready to doxology me. Hold on, I'm about done. I'm about done. I got 3 points for you, but I'm about done. If we're going to get everything that God has for us, somewhere we're going to have to just step out on faith. I can go to this job and I can be strong and I can be excellent and I can perform and I don't care what's trying to drive me off. I got to step in by faith. I can win my community. Whether it's a whole bunch of us or whether it's just few of us. At some point, and I could hang out right here. At some point, I just have to step in and start walking by faith. Whether it's my money issues, whether it's my relationship issues, whether it's my body issues, whether it's I lost a dear friend and I wish he had not gone home so quickly, at some point, I just have to determine I'm going to walk by faith. Why don't we go ahead and make a declaration? Because the Bible says Abraham called things as not as though it were. Come on, say the rest of my life, I'm determined to walk by faith. I'm going to believe my family going to have enough money. I'm going to believe that I'm going to walk in divine health before this is over. Or have the stamina to endure whatever struggle that God allows. At some point, I have to determine that I'm going to just start walking by faith. You can do it today, and ain't nothing going to stop you. It's a choice. Come on, do me a favor. Tell your neighbor, it's a choice. And that's what Abraham did. There's so many scriptures, and I'll come with more of them later on, but there's so many scriptures that when you hear about them, all it's doing is affirming that Abraham did what he did by faith. And that's where we come to Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 8 through 10, and it gives us very 3 point. If you want to be like Abraham, Father Abraham, there's 3 things. The first one is found in verse number 8. Number 1, in order to be like him, we have to understand that our call is greater than we understand. Somewhere I have to embrace the call on my life is greater than I ever understand. Because when I ever understand that the call is greater, then I'll stop trying to figure out how I'm going to get it done. He told Abraham, look at the sands of the sea. That's what your descendants are going to look like. And right now, that does not look like a lot of faith. But when you have had no child to come out of your loins and you looking at pebbles of sand and your descendants going to be like that, Abraham had to determine, I'm just going to walk by faith because this call is greater than I understand. Do me a favor, just nudge somebody real lightly. Say the call on your life is greater than you can imagine. That's why stuff couldn't kill you. That's why stuff couldn't take you out. That's why the plans and the scheme that they set up for you to fall, you went another way. Why? Because there's a call that you have to answer. There's something great in you that God's going to get out before this journey is over. God, I feel like preaching LaTanya. Help me. Amen. There's something in us that's going to get out. And we don't understand it. And we just got to go ahead and embrace. He made me great. He made me different. He made me powerful. He made me resilient. He made me create stuff that I don't even know how I created it. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor one more time. Say, neighbor, you're starting to be like Abraham now. Come on, tell him. You're understanding that the call is greater than you can imagine. It's greater than you can imagine. Juwan, I can't wait to see the creative meals you create on a world-class platform. I can't wait some of these young children, I pray for our children to be superior athletes. I can't wait to the stages that they're standing on. I know I got to leave this alone. There's something in us so great, and it's trying to get out. And if we would just begin to walk by faith and let it out, we will see doors open real wide. We will see doors close real tight. We will see things begin to manifest, and we're wondering, how did this happen? There's something in you. Don't die until it comes out. Don't die until you release it to the world. I don't know. Is it a song? Is it a book? Is it a program? Is it a $1 million idea? This is what I know. There is something in us. Good God Almighty. Amen. Rivers couldn't drown us. When you pass through the waters, Psalm 60 says, when you pass through the waters and through the fires, the waters could not drown you. The fires could not burn you. Why? Because because there's a call on the inside of you. I don't care what you're going through today. Get the understanding. You going through it. God, y'all better be glad that I'm gonna honor this time today. I'm gonna tell somebody else because you really need to hear it. Somewhere, get the revelation that you're going through. You ain't gonna camp out here. Oh God, this ain't gonna last longer than the due season that has been assigned to my life. You coming through this? Why? Because there's something in you that's got to get out on the other side. There's a call on you that's greater. And you can understand. The call that is inside of us, it not only impacts and affects ourselves, but the call that is inside of us, listen, Hans, the call that is inside of us is for us to transform families and neighbors. He got us living in the right neighborhood because somebody to the left, they need the transformation power that's inside of us. The call that is inside of us, it can transform our family and it can transform our neighbors. It can ignite the kingdom of God where we went and where we left. It can ignite, amen, designated areas. It can, here's what I really want you to hear. It can release generational blessings. And you got to stop thinking so small of yourself. The neighborhood you in, they looking at your house wondering, man, what is so wonderful about that house? Why? Not because the house is so wonderful, but because the call is so grandiose. And you got to get this understanding. Now, the call that is in my life, oh God, all I got to do is call somebody on the phone in my family and they got transformation. The call that's on my life is touching my neighbors. Every time I step up in that classroom, somebody's waiting for me to open up my mouth. If you only knew the significance of what is in you, Abraham. You're not too small, you're not too big. You were not born with the wrong last name. You were not born to the wrong father. You were not born to the wrong mother. God set this thing up after the counsel of his own will. And before this is over, they're going to figure some stuff out about you and about the greatness of the God that is inside of you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody put a hallelujah right there. All right. The family, the call that's inside of you, God, it has transformation power. You don't even realize, Carla, what you did when you talked to that little girl for 20 minutes. You don't even know what she was contemplating. And your, conversation changed her mind and lifted up her, oh God, disposition and made her want to live one more day. No. I don't want to go there yet, but sometimes we celebrating the greatness all around us and we need to slow down and celebrate our own greatness. If you weren't great, you wouldn't still be here. Oh, God, you didn't hear me. If you were not great, that last battle would have took you out. Oh, and you might not have gone out physically, but you would have went out mentally. But because the great God that is in you, greater than he that is within the world, you survived it, and now you got a testimony. And now you're ready to tell somebody, my God is a powerful God that redeems and saves and lifts up. Number one, and I got to stop. I'm out of time right now, y'all. Number one, to be like Abraham, we must understand that the call is greater than we know. The call of God, it encompasses how we walk with our God, saying yes and always yes to his will and to his way. Number two is found in verse number 9. In order to be like Abraham, we must become comfortable dwelling where God chooses to place us to flourish. We must become comfortable where God places us to flourish. I don't know who told us we can have it our own way, but they lied. You didn't hear what I said. I don't know who told you we can have it our own way, because I'm telling you, when you start hearing his voice and when you want to start wanting to obey and when you want to start getting the blessing, he'll have you working jobs you really don't want to work. Y'all ain't saying that. He'll make you stay in neighborhoods that you've been wanting to move, had the money to move, and you couldn't get a hokey in your spirit. God places us place to flourish, and we have to say yes and amen, and then we got to get comfortable that this ain't my will, but this is your will, Lord. Come on, tell your neighbor, get comfortable. God placed you there. Oh God. Yeah. I wish I had a little bit more time. I would dig it out, because Abram at this time was in a very comfortable place. He was dwelling in pastures and fields that was incredible. And God told him, leave the good place and go to dwell in tents and deserts. Y'all know what most of us would have told God at that time, right? Lord, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. There's something about, y'all better please hear me, there's something about saying yes to his will and his way, and it makes you uncomfortable. Thank you, Minister Bam. There's something about, when I told somebody yesterday, I'm way down in Virginia wanting to be home, and I'm way down in Virginia, and I'm saying, I know I'm supposed to be here, and I'm watching my brother encourage an older lady in a restaurant. My brother gave her some money, and what, he said, is that enough? And she said, I don't know. And he said, okay, it ain't enough. And he gave us some. This woman broke down crying, wouldn't let us go. And I said, Carlton, that's why we had to be in Virginia. It's amazing when you find yourself where God wants you, and it ain't necessarily where you chose, and you let people come across your path, and they wouldn't have survived if you would not have been there, if you would not have held them up, if they would not have held you up. I'm learning to be comfortable where he placed me. Where you want me to go, Lord? Where you want me to live? I done figured it out. You start choosing a lot of stuff, God will start messing with you. Y'all better please hear me. Okay, I'm going to work that. Man, I ain't going back to. I got out of that BMW story, so I ain't going back to telling y'all about that. But I wanted a car one time. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit. I wanted a car, and I said I was going to get it. And God kept saying, nah, you can't afford that. No, I'm going to get it. Well, after I got it, God got real funny. He said, since you got it, I ain't going to let you get rid of it until they drag it out your driveway. And that's how they got it out my driveway. They dragged it out. Wouldn't even move. What am I trying to tell you? If I could have saved a whole lot of money, Jesus, Lord have mercy. If I'd have just done it his way. God places us where he know we'll flourish. And too many of us got too much resistance. Become comfortable dwelling where God chooses. Oh, he gonna get you there anyway. You can resist if you want to, but he got a funny way to get you around your collar. He got a funny way. You said, I ain't doing it. And he said, yeah, you are. I ain't. Okay. I love what the psalmist said. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the ungodly. And I need to let one or two of you know, he's making you miserable in tents that you don't supposed to be in no more. Well, your boy preaching. I'm backing like Walter Scott Thomas. Let me quit that. Number two, if we're going to be like Abram, we've got to become comfortable dwelling where God chooses. And sometimes it's a day in his courts. And it's nowhere the tents of the wicked. Some of the greatest levels of peace we will find is when we settled on, this is where the Lord want me. I'm going to say that again. Some of our greatest level of peace is when we settle, I ain't choose this place. But God, you chose it for me. Yes, amen. Yeah, he's saying nothing to that. Well, can I have my way sometime? Well, according to how mature you in your walk with God. The more mature you come, one of the things you find out, you don't have that many choices. The less mature you are, he give you a little bit of grace. Become comfortable being where God wants you. It is the most peaceful place in the world. I don't care what's surrounding you. Being where God desires, it has its greatest effects. And y'all need to hear this. Being where God desires have its greatest effects on who we are in relationship with and how we honor God with our relationship. You got to check out what God does with Abraham as he begins to place in places. What he starts dealing with most is his relationships. Didn't I tell you to lead by yourself? Okay. You won't lead by yourself? Okay. When I make you have to go to war because the one you brought with you, you're going to find out that if I say lead by yourself, I'm in the book, y'all. Y'all, I'm talking about Abram and taking Lot with him. He didn't tell him to take no Lot with him. I'm going to say that again because some of us need to get this. Hear me. When we're dealing with where God wants us, most of the time it starts dealing with our relationships and how we honor God in our relationships.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.